Welcome back to Rambam Yom. We are now in the 11th chapter of Hilchos Avodas Chachamim in the Rambam, and the Rambam is going to take us through a path of not only not connecting with and not doing actions with Ovdei Avodah Zarah and staying away from Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but also to not follow in their ways. In Holchim Bechukos HaOvdei Chachamim V'lo Medamim Lahen Lo B'Malbush V'lo B'Seyar The purpose of this is all to ultimately not follow in their ways, because we don't want to go in their ways ultimately to do Avodah Zarah. So don't dress like them, and don't get your hair done like them. All those things, anything that they do that are specifically for the Avodah Zarah, not necessarily connected to their Avodah Zarah, but that this is what they do. They wear special clothes, they had special haircuts. Don't do those things. Don't become similar to them. Says the Rambam, same way we are separated from them as Jews, from idolaters, in our thoughts and our correct ideas and ways and the character traits, so too we should be separated from them in their viadua b'malvusho, separated from the way that they dress and the way they act, so that we can be totally separated from them entirely. The pasuk specifically tells us in Vayikra that the Rosh Hashanah will separate us from the rest of the nations. Don't wear clothing that is specifically worn by them. Don't allow your hair to grow in the same way that they on the sides of the hair, basically. Don't let it go down the same way that they do. So what was it talking about? Okay, so bloris is something that they would do. This is a type of haircut. I guess it was in style by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, the idolaters, where they essentially would shave off the entire sides of the head and only have hair on the very top of the head. Another hairdo of medieval times, or I guess before that, of idolaters, is, says the Rambam, if they would shave up basically all the hair that is in the front of the face from one ear to the other ear, everything from the ears forward would be shaved off, and then the hair only from the ears backward would stay on and grow out. That would be another, that's not called bloris, that's a different type of haircut. Both those would be aser. Locus. Says the Rambam, don't build these like temples the way that they do to bring in so many people to enter the same way they do. Don't do that. And anything that they do, any of these actions that they do, if a Jew does them in an active form, so then you get makos for that. As we've seen all along, as long as there's an active component to this, to doing an iser, one can get makos. But if there's no action, so then there's no makos. Akum shahaya mistaper mi Yisrael. Says the Rambam, let's say an idolater is getting their hair cut by a Jew. They went to a Jewish barber, and the barber's cutting their hair, and they said, "Oh, give me a bloris." So says the Rambam, if you get close to the bloris anywhere within three fingers worth, right, three esbaot, the choruach in any direction, Shomai said, you know, you should basically pull your hand away. You should stop, cutting their hair at that point, not to give this idol worshiper the blurs. Yisrael shaya karav l'malchus v'tzorach leishiv l'fnei melcheyen v'har lo genai l'fni shalo yid melachen harei zem mutu l'lbosh malvush ha'yigem v'galeach k'neged panav k'derach sheheinos. And says the Rambam, let's say a Jew works in such an important position amongst a king, for example, and happens to be that the Rambam had a similar position with an emperor. Let's say a Jew works in the palace of a king, the Gentile king, and it would be embarrassing for them, or you know, to not dress the same way everybody else does. You know, in such a situation, it'd be a big problem. So, in that case, they have permission to wear the clothes to resemble others and to shave their hair on their face, the same way they do. Fine. That would be the one case, I guess. Okay. Eminachshim ba'ka'akum shenemar lotinachashu keitzal ha'nachash kegon eli shomim holo v'nafal piti mipi o nafal makli miyadi eni holeich l'makom ploni hayom she'im eilech ein chafatzai anasim. Says the Rambam, don't become lotinachashu, don't be like a soothsayer like these the idolaters do. What is the case of soothsayers? I give a bunch of examples here. So one type of thing would be someone says, my bread fell out of my mouth on the floor, or my staff fell out of my hand, and therefore I shouldn't travel anywhere today because it's a sign. It's a sign that I'm not going to be able to accomplish what I need to accomplish there. Or hold the other shoe on my knee, a fox passed me on the right side. Any yotzei mi petach beisi hayom she'im etzim yivka any adam ramak. Says the Rambam. Another one of these things would be, a fox passed me on the right side today. It must be a sign for me that I shouldn't leave my house, because if I do leave my house, some deceiving person's going to, deceiver is going to come and get me. Says the Rambam, let's say you hear birds chirping and you say, since I heard this bird chirping in this specific way, I should do this or don't do that, or it's good to do this type of thing or bad to do that type of thing. Like, don't make any decision basically when you're hearing a bird. That wouldn't be tanachashu. Again, same thing. Or if you say, you should slaughter this type of bird. This bird should be slaughtered, not that bird should be slaughtered. So what are we talking about? If you slaughter a rooster that crows like a raven, or a hen that crows like a rooster. These are simonim. V'chein ha-meisim simonim la'atzmo im yare li kach v'kach es adav ha-ploni v'im lo ere li lo ese k'lo Eliezer Eved Avram. Let's just like Eliezer Eved Avram did when he went to go find a shidduch for Yitzchak, and he said, whoever comes and feeds me the water and feeds my camels, or whatever, right? That's going to be the sign to me, Rosh Hashanah, that this is the right shidduch. And it happens to me that works, but says the Rambam, anyone who makes these simanim for himself, if this and this happens for me, I'm going to do this, or I'm not going to do that, that would be a problem. That's all tinachashu, don't do that. Any of these things are awesome. So most of these things are really said things, but if I do anything, if I act upon any of these decisions, or these omens, right? So there's makos there. Every one of us should just be aware of this. Like, there are certain things that have crept into, you know, common day culture about, salt shakers falling, or, you know, whatever, like all these different things. Even potentially knocking on wood type of thing, right? Like these omens could have practical isurim attached to them. So we should just be careful to not go anywhere in these arenas of practices. Good. Halacha hey, mishamar diva zo shabanisi simen tova haisali alai, or isha zo shenasasi uveheim zo shekanisi mivareches haisa isha kanisi ha asharti v'chena show latinok eze pasuk atalomei im omer lo pasuk min abrachos yismach v'yomer ze simen tov kol eli chenotim and mutter hol the lo haven maasav. So he says to the Rambam, everything is looking backwards, meaning hindsight 2020. So then it'd be mutter. What are some examples? So let's say, for example, I say, I built a house, and that should be a good omen for me. Or this woman that I married, or the animal that I purchased was blessed. Right? You know, looking backwards, I did this thing, and it was blessed from the time that I did that until onward, I become rich. So you say, and that's the source of such, you know, all the goodness that's happened in my life is because I bought this animal. So that is a different thing than saying, oh, because I see this animal passing me on my right, so I shouldn't do X, Y, or Z in the future. That's the distinction here. All of these things would be mutter. Again, the same thing. He says, ah, if a child is asked, what are you studying right now? And he says, oh, I am... I'm learning this pasuk and having to see the pasuk comes along with brachos. Now I'm going to be happy and say, oh, siman tov, it should be a siman. It's a good siman for me. It's mutter. He's not performing any act because of it, or I'm not holding myself back from doing anything. I'm just simply considering that something that already happened was a sign. That's mutter. Ezu kosem. So now we're going to go to another category. What's a diviner? So what's a diviner? This is talking about an individual who basically does certain actions to fall into a trance and have his mind cleared from all the thoughts, basically until he can predict the future. And he says, ah, this is going to happen. This is not going to happen. You should do this. You shouldn't do that. All of these things would basically be... would fall into the same category of kosim, someone that's a diviner, and he's gonna be a problem. We'll see. Yesh mina kosim. There are other types of kosim. Shemeshavetim bechol, balanim. Some of them hold sand. Some of them hold rock. Right. Yesh misha goher laaretz v'anu v'tzoeg. Yesh misha stakam v'manresh abarzel obe aishoshes v'vadamin v'omrim. Right. So some of them will lay down on the. I'm sorry. Will bound and sit down on the ground, and they're going to make strange noises and scream. Others look at metal or crystals, and they fantasize and they speak. And others we're about to see, right? Yesh misha mistakel v'manresh abarzel obe aishoshes v'vadamin v'omrim. Says the Rambam, there's a whole other category here of these individual coastmen, these diviners who would carry a staff and they'll lean on it and they'll tap on it until they fall into a trance again, and then they speak again. All these things are speaking about things that are going to hope that, you know, that they're claiming will happen in the future. And this is what Hoshea is saying, when people will inquire their rods and their staffs will tell them, not in a positive way. So that's what he's referring to when he says that. Good. Halacha Zayim. Also, Liksom with a show Likosim Elasha Shoel Likosim Makinoso Makas Mardus Avala Kosim Atmo. Vas Mais Nicol Elu Vichotzvahan Lokishem Arlo Yimatse Vicha Ma'avir Bino. The Gomer Kosim Kisamim says the Rambam, if anyone goes and asks, a kosim, right, an individual that we just talked about, all those cases, and wants to get kind of finding out what's going to happen in the future, so they're asking one of these diviners. So in those cases, you get makas mardus. That's the abundant version of makas. You still get lashes, but it's not midiraisa. But the actual person who's doing the actual kosim, the diviner himself, if he does any of these maisim, again, we have to have a maisa. So if he does any of these things, he's tapping on the staff, or he's bowing down and screaming or whatever. But all these things, if he's doing any form of maisa, so in that case, you get Malkus in that situation, because he did a mice. Good. Loke, as the pasuk tells us. Good. Halacha Zion. What's a fortune teller? This is a monin. Elu nosne itim sheomrim bat stagninus yom ploni tov yom ploni ra yom ploni ra oilasus b'malacha plonis shana plonis sorry malacha plonis or shana plonis o chadash ploni ra ledaver ploni etc. Says the Rambam. If this individual comes along and says, there are auspicious times in the calendar because of the itim, right, that because of the astrology, it says, this is going to be a good day, this is going to be a bad day, this exact thing should you do on that day or on that year or that month, whatever it may be, all those things would fall under the same category here of an onen, and would be usur. And usur the onen, it's usur, says the Rambam Halakhatas, afal pi shelo asa maisa, even though you didn't do any maisa, you didn't do any action, simply by the fact that you're doing, telling these fortunes, etc. You're right, not doing an action, but you're telling foolishness out to the world, and there are individuals out there who are going to accept your words of foolish to be truth and to be wisdom. That's a problem. You have to be very careful. If you have a platform and people are going to think that what you say is true, you have to be very careful never to say foolish things, or even to repeat foolish things that you once heard. No, people are going to believe that it's true. This is us to do to anyone who basically does an action because of this astrological calculation, or if he sets up his times of his work or the journeys they're going to be walking, because again they got this rules from the astrologers saying, oh, this fortune teller is saying, ah, if you go during this week, it's going to be bad for your travel. So you say, ah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send my shipment of goods across the sea the following week, and I'll avoid this one. Says that that is Los Onenu. That's an Isser, open Isser in the Pasuk, in Vayikra, Perek Yutest, Pasuk Chav Vav, and Har is a Loke, you get Makas for that. V'chena Ochez, Esa Einayim. V'umadam, V'nei, Harogim, She'os, Emaasei, Timahon, the Hulo Asahare is a Bechal Onin Veloka. Says the Rambam, let's say a person does magic tricks. This is how we typically would refer to this. And they try to basically delude the people in front of them into thinking that actually what they're doing is mamish magic. And they're not, and right, so that's Asahare is a Bechal Onin Veloka. Get Malchus for that. That's involved in this category of Onin of these. Fortune tellers, right? So this is us to do. So you might ask, what are you saying? I've been to a magic show before. How is that mutter? So some would say actually magic show, magic today would be problematic, especially the magic out there of individuals who basically try to still maintain the claim that what they're doing actually is true. And they're just not showing, you just don't understand it, that there actually is magic there. But most magic shows today would not be like the magic shows of the years past, because most of them, everyone understands, and maybe not the children, so maybe you should clarify with children, but most of them, everyone understands it's not, there's no such thing as actual magic, but it's sleight of hand, et cetera, et cetera. And very often, magicians will say that in the course of, say, you were looking over there. Which is why you thought, I caused you to look over there, you didn't see the fact that I flipped the coin into my, whatever it is, or moved the card. So it's a sleight of hand and it's a skill, rather than claiming that, that this is actually true magic. So that would be a problem if you were claiming, if anyone would get up there and say, oh, this is actually magic, that would be usur, and we get malchus for that, you get lashes for that. Halachat yud. Ezel chover. So what about a person who's a chover? What are you talking about? Is casting spells? Says that these are spell casters that they would go over basically and say, random words, think like Harry Potter style, right? Saying random words that mean nothing in a normal conversation. Okay, that's very important. Saying it's not good, like these are words that you would never say in a conversation. They mean nothing elsewhere other than this spell, quote unquote, right? And they claim, if you put a spell on a scorpion or on a snake, then they can't do any damage. Or if you put a spell on an individual, he can't be damaged himself. Some of them are going to hold a key. Some of them will hold a rock. I know that, again, you're thinking like a wand, right? Any of those things would be, while they're talking, or do anything similar to that, all of this is usr. Says the Rambam, based on the Psukim in Dvarim Yud Ches, Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph, the Pasuk tells us that you can't do this, is Asur, and as soon as they do an action, if they lift their hand even, or they even move their finger, or if they're holding one of these items like a key or a stone or whatever it is, or in your case, or in the case of a wand, all those things would be considered to be part of the Isra, and we're giving them an actionable enough item in order to be getting Malchus. About Im Amar Devarim Bilvanav, let's say he just says things, well, he need lo etzpa lo rosh, he hasn't moved his hand or their finger or their head, lo hayabi adoklum, not holding anything, right, so in that case, you wouldn't get Malchus. In addition, a person Shamar Allah Hechaver O son Akolos who Yoshi the fun of Madame Sheishlo Bezeha no Makino so Makas Mardus Besichus Achover says the Rambam in those situations, in both the case of the individual who doesn't move his hand, doesn't hold anything, or individual who basically goes to such an individual and says, put a spell on me so that I'm safe and I actually believe that that's actually going to give me some sort of benefit, both of those individuals would get Makas Mardus, but they're abundant against Makas of rebelling because of the fact that you're involved in this foolish activity of the spell person, right? This magician, so to speak. The chol osan hakolos hashemus hameshunim mechorim lo yirau v'gam heitev ein osan. Says the Ram, all of these incantations and weird names do not harm and they don't bring any benefit. In other words, they don't do any benefit. They don't do any bad. Don't believe in any of this. It's all nonsense. But says the Rambam, a very, very interesting situation, which sounds a little bit like a placebo effect. You'll see what I'm talking about. Look at Halacha Yudal. Misha Nishacho Akrav O Nachash Mutter Lil Chosh Al Mekoma Nechisha Vahfilu B'Shabbos. Says the Rambam, in a situation where someone was stung or bitten by a scorpion or a snake, I don't know why I said stung, they don't sting, right? I mean, unless I don't know, a scorpion, whatever, it doesn't matter, you get damaged by a scorpion or a snake, bitten by one of them, you're allowed to have an incantation said on that wound, even on Shabbos. So what's the purpose? To basically settle the person's mind, the chazak li, with the strength in their thoughts and their feelings. Even though it's not going to do anything, who, since this individual's life is in danger, so they shouldn't get overly disturbed by the fact that this happened to them. You kind of convince them with a placebo effect. Oh, I'm going to give you this incantation, which again we believe is totally false and totally foolish, and in general usur, but in this situation will allow you to do it because it will convince this individual from a placebo perspective that there's actually something helping him from getting damaged by this situation. Halochish al hamaka v'korei pasuk min haTorah. What happens if someone in general has a wound and they whisper an incantation over there and they read a pasuk in addition to it? Or what happens if they say a pasuk over a child so they won't become scared, or they put a tefillin, literally a Torah or a tefillin on a child so they'll sleep? I didn't even know that'd be a good idea. I'd love to find ways to get my child to sleep, but these things are no good. Lo dai lachem shehem bechlal menachashim v'chorim ela shehem bechlal akoyfrim b'toyro. Not only are they involved in these menachashim and chorim, they're involved in the soothsayers and the cast, cast of spellers, right, the individuals, but they're also Koyfrim b'Torah. They're also deniers of the Torah entirely. Shein osin divrei Torah refuas guf, because they believe that the Torah is intended to be refuas guf, that it's intended to be a bodily cure. The einon ella. This is such a beautiful line, put into here in the middle of halachos of the Zohar, where you think maybe nothing practical, not no good musr. No, got a beautiful musr here. The einon ella refuas nefashos. Says that now the whole purpose of the Torah is in order to be a refuah, in order to be a cure for who? For your soul, not for your body. Refuas nefasho shenemar v'yuchayim l'nafshecha. It should be a life for your soul. What a beautiful message from everyone that's learning Torah out there. What a beautiful reminder of what it is that we're doing we're having refuah for our soul every moment that we're learning Torah and engaged in the Rosh Hashanah's wisdom. Aval habari shekara psukim mizmor betehilim kidei shetagin alav zuchus kriyasan v'natzel mitzaros minizakim harizem motor. What happened to the individual who will say psukim that recite over mizmori tehilim? They'll say lots of tehilim in their body. They're totally healthy, but they're saying these things in order to save themselves from getting sick, or right? They're saying to him, Baruch Hashem, saying to him, what a wonderful thing to do. How could that? Is that also us here? No, that's mutter. Because we're not talking about using the psukim in a situation where an individual has damage already, has a wound, and you're trying to say the psukim to try to save that wound from getting better. No. Psukim, learning Torah, always has zechus and come connected to it. And that's wonderful, but it should be done in order to that the zechus of learning the Torah or reading the psukim, etc., will help your cause when the gzeda from Shemayim. Same way tefillah does, but not the thing that the actual psukim are going to save the individual. It becomes like an incantation to say a pasuk. No way. Ezo doreges ha'mela mason. Now let's go with another case. Well, someone that calls up the dead to try to get information from them. Zamariv es atzmo beholich v'lan bebeisach varos kedesha yavo meis v'chalom yodio mashashal alav. Says the pasuk, says the Rambam, sorry, based on the pasuk, and we're going to see in a moment also in Devarim Yud Ches, that an individual will go and lay down and sleep in a cemetery so that a dead person, basically deceased, would come and tell them in a dream the answers to questions they have. They'll wear these special clothing that everyone knows. The omrim devarim makterim ketores. They'll say words and they'll bring an incense, yadua, a specific incense, v'yishenim levadon, and they'll sleep on themselves, kadesh yavo beis ploni, so a mace will come over to them, v'saper imo b'cholom, and they'll tell them an idea in their dream. Klal shodavar, no matter what the case is, all of these things come together, called osa kadesh yavo mace, and anything you do to get a mace to come to you, v'odio, and we'll say them to you, loke. You should get Malchus for that. Shenem v'lo yimatzei v'choma avir v'doreish es ha-mason. Says the Rambam, based on the Pesukim again, halacha, Dvarim Yud Ches, halachos, Pesukim Yud and Yud Aleph, come and tell us again that you shouldn't be involved in any of this, and you get Malchus if you do this. Also, the show Baal Ov, O Baal Yedoni, we already went through what a Baal Ov and Yedoni is. These are people. The Ov, again, remember the Rambam said earlier in Perek Vav, in chapter 6, that they'll stand with incense and some myrtle and wave the incantation quietly until they hear the voice of someone speaking and answering his questions, and it's like under the tone of the earth. I don't know if you remember all this, that they're not sensed, they're not actually hearing anything, but they're sensing it. Or another act of Ov, they take the skull of a corpse and then do some more incense incantations, and from the arm, they hear a voice from their armpits. All these people would get stoned to death. That you don't need the same thing. So that this is Avodah Zarah, they put a bird, a bone of a bird, a yidua, into their mouth, and they with incense, and they get a trance like an epileptic, and they say things that can happen in the future. Those are cases. This is all right before we start talking about Molech, which also is a problem, right? Also, Esther Avodah Zarah. So Ovi and Doni, anyone that goes to an Ovi and Doni, we said that the people that do them are Ovi and Zarah, they get stoned. But what if you go to an Ovi and Doni? All right, so let's say you go and engage in one of these individuals to get you information you need, right? So us, the shol, it's us, sir. The shol bal ov, bal yidoni, shnemar lo yimatzei b'chom ma'avir, of a shol ov yidoni. Says again the same two psukim, psukim in Devarim Yudches, Yud and Yud Aleph. Take a look over there. Then say salamid shebal ov yidoni atzman b'skila. So those individuals who do Ovi and Doni get skila themselves. God, nishal b'chem, somebody that asks them. But as hara makinosa makas mardis, those people get makas mardis. They get, again, their abundant version of lashes. V'im kivim mas of osa kifima amaran loke. But let's say they actually don't just ask the information, but they actually follow their suggestions and they follow their advice. Those individuals would actually get in a maisa form, in an action, those they get actual lashes for that. Says the Rambam, a sorcerer gets skila, they get the death by stoning. And that applies if they actually did something based on what the actual doing, the actual mice shuffle. V'chu lo asa lo ke makas mardis. As we pointed out earlier, it's someone basically deluding the observer to thinking, ah, this is a real sorcerer, but he's not actually doing anything. He's just making it seem like he's doing something. Boom. Lo asa, or he didn't do anything, basically, lo ke makas mardus, and in that situation he gets makas mardus, because again he's confusing the world that they actually the sorcerer, and they shalab zed nash nemar, mechashiv lichla lo yimata becha, who, the lav shenit in las haras mises, based in who, the ain lo ke nal lav shenemar, mechashiv lo tichaya, since it is one of these cases that it's a lav shenit in las haras mises based in, since it has a warning to get the mises based in from death from based in, because you get sealed from that, we're not going to give them makos in that situation because of the fact that it's in that category of good. What about and is it witches, etc., etc.? You be careful. Fine. Halacha Tazayin. This we'll end off with. Okay. Udvarim ha'elu kulon divrei sheker v'chazav hein v'heim shehit u'bachen av dekachavim ha'kadmonim v'goyi ha'aratzos k'day she'inagu acharei. It says, all these things are sheker. They're all lies and they're all foolishness and they're all basically the ways that the early forms of Avodah of the Zohar, as we go back to the Chatmonim, the early idolaters out there basically convinced the whole world that these are things that they should do. Think back to the first parak where we talked about the early stages of the Avodah Zarah. Ve'ein royally yisur shechim ha'chamim mechukamim limashek ma'avalim eilu v'lo la'alos alev sheyesh to elas ba'en. Shnei mar ki lo nachash bi'akov v'lo kesem bi'yisrael. V'nei mar ki ha'goyim ha'eila asher atach yoresh osam el ha'me'onim v'el ha'kosmin yishma'u v'atalochein. Says the Rambam based on the Pesukim in Bamidbar and Dvarim that we don't do this as Jews. We don't do this. We are wiser than this. We have the Torah. We have wisdom that doesn't get involved in any of this nonsense. If you believe in this, and anything like this, right? Even if you believe that there's actual truth in them, and the Torah is answering them, that's why I can't engage in them, but there really is truth there. Very carefully. Says the Rambam again because of his perspective on women and the children, that their wisdom, their intellects were not developed in the same way as men. Again, that was a perspective of the time. Anyone who believes into any of this and believes the actual MS there, but the Torah is just ushering them, they're foolish and they're lacking intellect, which is terrible, right? Terrible to believe that is, there's any actual truth there. Those individuals who are really, truly wise and have real wisdom, they know for sure these things that the Torah says are asur, these are not real truth, but rather they are fake and nothingness. The people basically that have lacking knowledge are drawn to them, and they basically cause everybody else to abandon all the other forms that are actual truth because of these things that are natural. Again, Pasuk Yud Gimel now in Dvarim Yud Ches. Okay, at the end of all talking about all these things, the Pasuk, the Torah tells us and warns us, Tamim Tiyeh Im Hashem Elokecha. You should be perfect in faith with the Rabban Shalom. Tamim Tiyeh Hashem Elokecha, Im Hashem Elokecha. Not with any other nonsense, but with the Rabban Shalom himself. So what we've seen today is a whole category of actions in life and different things that people will do out there. And honestly, the minhagim, the ways of Ovdei Avodah Zarah, not only in these oddities, but also in the way they dress and the way that they get their haircuts, etc. All of these things one should stay away from. Some of them with makos, some of them with machas mardus, etc., etc. All of them isurim to get involved in all of them. And we will close out now this perek and we'll continue in the next perek tomorrow. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.